Yeah. Y'all listening to the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, and I'm your host, Victory, BX Supreme Promoter, basically. Basically. Yo, anybody that liked this episode of the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, hey, I'd be very grateful if anyone could hit me off with a donation. My donation link is Grind Ethics Cash App. That's Grind Ethics Cash App. Like I said, if you like this show, if you just like my previous shows, or you like my Instagram posts, or whatever, hey, I'd be very grateful. Anyone can hit me off, like I said, with a small donation. One of my goals is to basically generate a certain amount of money to implement a big marketing campaign to basically build up a bigger fan base for Grind Ethics. Also, to put money in people's hands, to build up an actual promotion team, you know, as well. Well, that's part of the marketing plan. Also, to build up a video production studio, an actual video production studio. I need a new laptop, a green screen, microphones, shit like that. A camera, a professional camera. You know, regular things that you have in the production studio or a video production studio. So like I said, my Cash App or my link is Cash App Grind Ethics. Cash App Grind Ethics. Follow me on Instagram, Grind Ethics Media, if you give a fuck. Or follow me, or you can follow me on Grind Ethics Twitter. You know? Oh, did I say Grind Ethics Media Instagram? Grind Ethics Media Instagram, just in case, you know, I am short-term memory. I smoke a lot of weed. So Grind Ethics Media at Instagram, like I said. Grind Ethics Media at Instagram. And Twitter, Grind Ethics Twitter. All right? If you give a fuck. Anyway. I want to talk about something that, you know, black people, or so-called black people, I don't really use the terminology black too much. Because that's what they label us in America. Black. Even though most of us is brown skin. But you know what? Since everybody's on some Black Lives Matter shit, I'm going to use the terminology black every now and then. Okay? Anyway. And let's keep it real. Black Lives Matter don't matter to most black people, or most so-called black people. Let's keep it real. When a nigga gets shot or beat up by police, that's when all of a sudden Black Lives Matter. When we see a video of somebody or a dark-skinned person getting beat up or shot or killed by a cop, that's the only time when Black Lives Matter. But when it comes to buying from a black person, black lives don't matter. Or when it comes to a brother beating up on a sister, black lives don't matter. Let's keep it real to most of us. I'm just kicking the basics. Anyway, I want to talk about our people that brag about being the first black person of something. Like the first black person of an Ivy League school, like Harvard. Or the first black person working at an all-white hospital. Or the first black person the first black person working at an all-white radio station or all-white media company. Or the first black person working at all-white fashion company. This is something that all people should not brag about. We should not brag about being the first melanated person of any white institution. Because it's not our shit. It's not our shit. You know, I'm going to keep it real. There's nothing to brag about. Like Boyce Watkins, Dr. Boyce Watkins. I mean, you could say anything about Dr. Boyce Watkins. Whatever. But he raised a valuable point. He said, Black people should not brag about being the first black person of a white anything, a white company or white institution, because there ain't no like black people. He made Ivy League schools an example. He was like, black people should not brag about being the first of a all white Ivy League school, or first person, or first black person of a white school, for example, when there ain't no white person bragging about being the first white person of Howard University, or being the first white person of Morehouse University. And that's the truth, though. And that's the truth. Come on. It's the motherfucking truth. There ain't no Caucasian person bragging about being the first of any HBCU. Come on. Fuck all that. So why should we brag about being the first of some white motherfucking institution? Because we fucked up here? Motherfucker, if you don't own no motherfucking shares at this so-called all-white institution, and you're the first black person working at this fucking white institution or white company or whatever, and you don't at least own 2% shares of the shit, then it don't fucking matter, nigga. It don't matter. It don't matter. So what if a motherfucker is the first so-called black person to work at an Amazon company? Motherfucker, do you own at least 2 to 5% shares of Amazon? No. So fucking what? And I know some people be like, yeah, but any black person that's any black person that's the first working at, or first black person working at a white-owned company is basically paving way or bringing other brothers and sisters in. Yeah, but they're going to still have the same mentality. Not owning nothing. Bragging about being part of the white men's boy club or the white girls' girl club, but not owning nothing. So fucking what? So fucking what? Do you own parts of that shit? So fucking what? We brag about being shit. It's just like when you got niggas bragging about rocking Versace or Louis Vuitton, or bragging about living ghetto fabulous but still don't own shit. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You brag about wearing $2,000 worth of white brand clothes or shit, or $2,000 worth of some white brand shit like Louis Vuitton or whatever. Let me stop saying Louis Vuitton and Gucci. Let me stop giving them motherfuckers promotions, because some of y'all are gonna go out and probably buy this shit. Nah. But like I said, just like how you got people in the hood. You know, not just niggas in the hood, but niggas in any neighborhood bragging about rocking some white-owned brand name and shit, or living ghetto fabulous. You know, it's the same thing. You know, oh, I'm the first white black person to work at this such and such law firm. The question is, how they fucking treating your black ass? And all you... any type of owner, and do you have any type of ownership of this so-called law firm? Who gives a fuck? Well, apparently too many people do give a fuck. But so what if you bring black people in? You know how many black police officers there is in America, and you still got black motherfuckers getting beat up and killed? Even by black police officers? Come on. So fucking what? So fucking what? Motherfuckers act like they're gonna change the game or some shit. I'm the first black person to... You know? What about having our own fucking GM Motors? You know, I own Amazon. You know, imagine if the Major Baseball League didn't admit Jackie Robinson or any melanated person into the Major Baseball League. You know, imagine that. Imagine if there was no so-called black person in the Major Baseball League. We would still have the Negro Leagues. Imagine the Negro Leagues in 2020. Well, then again, it wouldn't be around no more because we got coronavirus pandemic. But imagine if the Negro Leagues lasted to the 2000s. Imagine if they were around all the way to 2019, just like the Major Baseball League. Come on. We'll be a fucking force. Come on, man. We'll be a fucking force. Imagine if there was no black people in the NBA or playing for the NFL. We'll have our own motherfucking football or our own basketball league in America. And we'd be fucking millionaires off this shit. Billionaires. Owning our own teams. Come on. You know how wealthy you will have black motherfuckers? How many wealthy black motherfuckers we'll have if we had our own NBA, our own NFL, and if we kept our own baseball league? Come on. But motherfuckers always want to brag about, I'm the first black person. I'm the first black person to work here. Oh, he's the first black person. Man, shut the fuck up. You ain't turning no fucking heads. You ain't changing the game. You're just a different player. Another player with a different skin complexion. You still don't have the complexion. You still don't have the complexion for the protection. Okay? Unless you got ownership, man. If you don't have no ownership, they don't mean nothing, man. Fuck that. We always want to play it safe. That's what's wrong with our people. We always want to play it safe. We want to brag about being the first black person at some company like an Amazon or whatever. Or the first black person to work at a Facebook company or whatever. Instead of owning something. Instead of owning a GM Motors. Or instead of owning an Amazon. Or instead of owning a company like Microsoft Word or IBM. Come on. I don't mean shit. I mean, yeah, a brother and sister's making they're bettering their financial life, which is all good. I'm not against that. But bragging about it? No. Fuck that shit. Unless you infiltrating and you learn the game to start your own empire, then that's different. I would rather brag about that. I would rather brag about being a spook behind a door. Yeah, I worked for Amazon and I learned their own system. And that's how I started my own Amazon. That's how I started my own technology company. Now I'm creating jobs for my own peoples. See, that's something I'll brag about. But some niggas brag about the wrong thing. Wrong thing, man. Come on. Own something, nigga. Follow the hashtag. Own something, nigga. You know? I could see you work for somewhere and for a white-owned company and you infiltrate the motherfuckers and start your own shit. And you create jobs for your own people. Because that's what we need, man. That's what original people need, man. A lot of our people need jobs, man. From our own peoples. Just so we don't have to be subjected to working for these Caucasian people and being treated fucked up. Being treated like shit because we're darker than a motherfucker. Because some of us is darker than a motherfucker. For real. And that light-skinned privilege don't work for every fucking white company. Let's keep it real. That light-skinned privilege don't work for... There's no such thing as light-skinned privilege in certain white institutions. They looking at you as a nigga regardless whether you light-skinned or not. Come on. Own your own shit, man. And I'm not talking to everybody that's listening right now. I'm talking to people, to some of our peoples that might have this mentality. Oh, he's the first black person. Oh, she's the first sister to work at a... I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I gotta make fun of these type of people. You know, it just gives us excuse. Being the first black person to work at an all-white company is just give us more of an excuse to be more comfortable and not to start our own shit. Because a lot of us, we have a lot of our people that got good jobs from these white-owned companies or these corporations. We get too comfortable to the point that we don't want to start our own shit. We don't want to create jobs for our own people. We just want to be that nigga with that good job, and we don't want to add on to the collective. We just want to be a nigga with a good job. A good nigga with a good job. And let's keep it real. Some of y'all be like, "Oh, that's fucked up, Victory." I don't give a fuck if you say it's fucked up. I don't give a fuck about giving a fuck, nigga. You know, start your own shit, man. And there ain't no timeline. If you want to work for a white-owned company for 15, 20 years, then bounce and start your own shit. Be like, "Yo, I learned the game for this long. Now it's time for me to start my own shit. And hire my own people." Okay, that's different. But some of y'all motherfuckers want to be 65 years old, pension plan and all that, working for these companies. I mean, it's different if you're a 9-to-5er and you got your own business, you got your own thing going on. That's different. But you want to be a safe nigga for the rest of your motherfucking life, nigga? What the fuck's wrong with you, man? What the fuck's wrong with you, man? You know? See, this is one of the reasons why you think I ask for donations? Why you think every episode I ask for donations? Not just to put money in my motherfucking pocket. You know? It's for expenses, man. Of course it's for expenses and also to hire people, man. To hire people that look like me, melanated people, okay? So-called black people. That's why I do this shit. You gotta think big, man. I want Grindix Media to be like CNN. Not minus all the propaganda shit and all the fucking corrupt shit. But I'm talking about, I'm thinking in lines of a Ted Turner, my nigga. I want to be the melanated Ted Turner. Okay? Minus his personality, or whatever thoughts he has of whatever, or whatever. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Let me stop explaining myself. But y'all know what I'm talking about. I want Grindix Media to be gigantic, to be huge. Okay? I'm thinking big. That why you think I ask for donations? Why you think I fucking offer my marketing and promotional services to different businesses? I'm thinking beyond my pockets. I'm not thinking just putting money in my pockets so I could live lavish. Like how some niggas want to just live lavish and be like, the good life. This is life. The good life. I'm chilling while my while my peoples are suffering. Fuck out of here, yo. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here, man. Fuck an individual achievement if it's not adding on to the collective of our peoples. There's certain things I want to achieve as an individual. I got individual goals. But if my individual goals is not in line with the goals that we have as a people or as a collective, as melanated people or indigenous people, then fuck my goals. You know, for real. Fuck my goals if it's not in line with the goals of our people. My individual achievement is not as important as our achievement as a people. Why you think the Jews are so powerful? Why you think Arabs and Asian people and East Indian people and Pakistani people are so powerful in America? Why? Do you think Asian people give a fuck about voting? Asian people that got their own economic network, you think they give a fuck about voting? You think they give a fuck about who's the next mayor of their city, the next senator, the next president? No! They got their own system here in America. They don't give less. They could buy a fucking politician. They got enough money to buy a fucking politician. They don't give a fuck who's the next president. But us as so-called black people, we give a fuck about who's going to be the next president. Oh, Donald Trump is going to kill the hood. He's going to kill black people. He's against black. Man, fuck Donald Trump. Fuck a Donald Trump or a Donald Duck. You give so much about who's going to be the fucking president. You give too much a fuck about a Republican and a Democrat. Fuck a Republican and fuck a Democrat. Okay? Democrats and Republicans are like Crips and Bloods that hang out with each other. Okay? That's how they are. They hang out with each other, have lunch with each other. They go to each other's bar mitzvahs. Go to each other's motherfucking weddings. They have orgies together. Democrats and Republicans have orgies together. And that's real talk. Come on. And you talking about, we gotta vote. We gotta vote Democrat because the Democrats are for black. Man, shut the fuck up. The Democrats were the first fucking slave masters, nigga. Back in those days, during the slavery days, you couldn't be black in the motherfucking Democratic Party. Fuck out of here. Fuck a Democrat and fuck a Republican. You know? And start your own shit, man. We gotta stop bragging about being the first black of any white institution. Imagine if we couldn't be in fucking Ivy League schools and stuff like that. Or we couldn't be in country clubs. Imagine if segregation was still going on. We'll still have our own hospitals. We'll still have more banks. Yeah, we do got banks. We got 21. There's 21 black banks in America, but we have more than 21 banks in America. Come on. Fuck that shit. The first black person in fucking space. In outer space. Motherfucker, we God. We all fucking space. Why brag about that? We God. That's like, come on. We black matter, nigga. We dark matter. The fuck? I don't understand. Come on. Why talk about the first black person that been out of space? When we all black matter. We all space. I don't understand this. You know? For real, this shit, it's just, certain things just bother me and I gotta vent, you know? And we gotta reprogram our minds. Does it really matter if we're the first black person of anything, or the first black person to work at this police station, or the first black person at this hospital, the first black person to work at this fire department? Does that really matter? Get your money, man. Just get your money. Just get your money. Okay. You have a lot of money. Get that. Get your money. Make your 90,000 or your 100,000 a year. Go get that. I'm not against that. But don't brag about that shit, man. Fuck that. I'm out, yo. And yo, I got a $5 package, man. For y'all businesses out there and for y'all music artists, I got a $5 promotional package. This will boost up your fan base. And I got different details along with that $5 package. It's a package. That's why I call it a package. It's different things that consist of that. So if you want to know more information about it, DM me on Grind Ethics Media, or you can hit me up, grindethicsmedia@gmail. grindethicsmedia@gmail, grindethicsmedia@Instagram. All right. And if you like this episode of the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, I'd be very grateful if anyone could hit me off with a donation. You know, every little counts. I'm out. And remember, peoples, tell a friend to tell a friend that it's all about the motherfucking grind, basically.